We have so much in common, you know. It's so refreshing to be with someone who finally gets it, who finally understands. It all started when I was browsing the internet one day, looking for porn, you know. It's always been hard for me to find good porn, just the right thing for me to get off to. A friend told me she listens to audios, like porn audios, where people pretend to have sex with you. Sometimes they really are masturbating or having sex. Those are her favorites. I listened to a few, but I wasn't all that impressed by all the men grunting into the microphone or girls with high-pitched voices crying out in fake orgasms. I was about to give it up until I found you. The first one I listened to, I clicked by accident. Or maybe it wasn't an accident. Maybe it was fate. The first thing that struck me about your voice was how soothing it was. Like a classmate you always sat by. Or a neighbor you could always turn to. Like warm caramel. I barely listened to what you were saying. I just let your voice wash over me. And then the sexy part started happening. I had to turn the audio off. It was too much. It was too intimate. I left it alone for a few days, but I kept thinking about it. That voice. That amazing voice. My curiosity soon got the better of me. I put my headphones in and I clicked play. It started over again. So this time, I listened. You were dating me. We were together. I could see the whole scenario in my head. We were happy. And when we had sex, it was perfect. That was the first time I came because you told me to. And now, that number is too high for me to even guess. Tens, hundreds, thousands even. Who knows? It doesn't matter. After that first audio, I just had to listen to every single one you'd done. And now, I'm your number one fan. You'd taken a hiatus a while back, and I listened to all the ones before that. The quality wasn't as good, but it didn't matter. Hearing it just made it clear how far you'd come. You did some PTAs for a stretch, said it was for your mental health. I hope you're feeling better. Life can really be tough sometimes. I completely understand what you're going through. It's so nice to know there's someone out there who goes through the exact same thing I do. It got to a point where I couldn't come without your voice in my ear. I could listen to you for an eternity. I left detailed notes on all your posts so you'd know how much each of them meant to me. And every reply left me absolutely spellbound. The words emitted from your lips may be for everyone, but the ones from your keystrokes were for me and only for me. You did an AMA, and I've listened to it every single day since you posted it. You answered all my questions. The one about what you looked for in a date made you laugh that beautiful laugh. It was good to know the laugh in your audios is genuine. I'd scroll endlessly on Twitter, liking all your posts. You're so funny. People don't tell you that enough. I was so happy when you followed me back. I DM'd you a thank you immediately, and your response was so sweet. I was walking on a cloud the rest of the week. The pictures you posted were the best. You even liked a picture of me in a mirror once. I was just at work, the phone covering my face. The caption was, "Another day in paradise." And you liked it. I love the ones of you kneeling in front of the mirror, your legs spread, wearing little to no clothes. You'd try to get new sets of lingerie as much you could, but there were definitely ones I liked the best. The tops with the poofy sleeves, lacy underwear, the fishnet stockings. Ugh, your body always takes my breath away. Even in just a t-shirt and a thong, I was left speechless by you. Sometimes I wonder what those must look like in person. I can only imagine. You're so gorgeous. I wouldn't even want to touch you. I could just stare at you for hours. And if I did get to touch you, I would savor that feeling. I lay in bed and imagine what it must feel like. Listening to your audios, I can almost feel it. Our bodies entwined together. It drives me to the brink as I imagine you on top of me, me on top of you. How beautiful we'd look. All of your pictures are great. That time you wore a suit. Oh, that amazing dress. And your nails always look amazing. I like all of your novelty glasses and the pictures of your food. You've shown me so many great recipes. And your eyes, if eyes are the windows of your soul, I can tell we are going to get along. Lips, nose, ears, hair, all so beautiful. I can only imagine how gorgeous all those pieces must look when put together. And trust me, I have. The Patreon was a good move, I thought. You have a great voice, and you deserve to be paid for all your hard work. I've been subscribed to your highest tier since day one. All the extra content is very much appreciated, but I worry that you're pushing yourself too hard. I hope you're taking time for yourself. And you're on Discord nearly all hours of the day, but almost never posting your own server. Who are you talking to? Is it that guy you've collabed with a couple times? 5, if you're counting. You were even on his podcast like 3 times, and you've streamed with him and his friends. He's not good enough for you. The two of you are too different for it to work. I'm getting off track, I'm sorry. The point of me sending you this is to let you know I understand you. Listening to you talk, I can't help but agree with everything you say. Everything you like, I like. Everything you need, I need. We're completely simpatico. And now it's my chance to show you, baby. I know you've never thought of me that way. But I know you'll see. You'll understand. I love you. I love you.